KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Always a pleasure for us to bring on one of our favorite locals, Paula Arnold. She's the president of the Orange County Area Council of Boys and Girls Clubs, and she's here to talk about a great annual event, Girls Night Out, happening September 27th here in town. Paula, how are you?
I'm well, Tyler. How are you this morning?
I know you're a little jet-lagged and you're like getting back into the swing of things, but thanks for coming in and doing this with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here on your first day back after being sick.
I know, man. It's been a rough few days for me, too, but I'm glad to be here as well. So we talk about this event every year. It's always a huge smash hit. Every year you guys are so fortunate to have the coolest venue in town to host this thing. So tell us about Girls Night Out this year.
Yeah, so again, we are at Holly and Dave Wilson's home on Rockledge, 100 Rockledge. We have 300 amazing women that come and support Boys and Girls Clubs with silent auction items, live auction items, cocktails, food, and this is our 10th anniversary, so the theme is diamonds and champagne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that the actual what you're supposed to give for a 10th anniversary to your significant other?
No, we just figured it was a great opportunity to celebrate all the good things in life.
Well, you always have some diamonds and some champagne.
We do.
So is it even upped this year?
Well, it is. One of our opportunity drawing items is a diamond, cushion diamond pendant, champagne color.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then cool. We have, of course, the second and third opportunity prize drawings of pearls. So,
and who's your jewelry sponsors? Where do you get all that stuff?
Winston Crown Jewelers has been super generous with us over the years. And they, once again, stepped up to the plate to help the kids.
Yeah. Now, I say every year, I'm still upset there's not a guys' night out or that I can't come to the girls' night out. I've seen it from the outside. And I've looked down in there. And, man, you girls are beautiful. And there's awesome food. It looks like fun. But I'll never really know.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's a bummer.
One of these days, Tyler, we'll get together and develop something.
So do you know how much you guys raised in past years and what your goal is this coming year?
I do. It's funny. We just had this conversation and we have gone up considerably year after year. I mean, I think we started the event right around $40,000, $50,000 net profit.
Okay.
And we're up into the $100,000 and
wow.
A little bit over $100,000.
That's net, huh?
That's net.
Wow.
And that's just through the generosity and quite frankly, the Wilson Toyota, all of our sponsors, our ladies that come and they bid. They're super generous.
Yeah.
Yeah, our community really comes around this event.
So are tickets indeed still available?
Tickets are indeed available.
Okay.
However, they do sell out every year. So
right.
I am imploring all you ladies out there, if you need your tickets, to get them now.
Laguna is the worst about this because they will wait the day
before. It is very last minute, yes.
And then wonder why they can't get a ticket.
Right. In fact, I believe it was last year on the Nextdoor app, I saw anyone selling their Girls Night Out ticket.
Wow.
I can't get one.
Secondhand.
Yes.
Wow. So just be on the lookout.
Upcharge. Upcharge.
Craigslist. Yeah. Just give the money back to the clubs.
Yeah.
So is there anything specific that this supports in terms of Boys and Girls Clubs programs or anywhere that you know the money's going to go toward coming year?
We don't specifically earmark it for any specific program, but
okay.
We have our general power hour, you know, our STEAM programs, our arts programs, you know, our college bound programs. We have a lot of, I'm sitting here with a list and I think we have something in the neighborhood of 28 programs we're supporting.
Wow.
Anywhere from, you know, preschool all the way to college kids. So
what I think is so unique about Boys and Girls Club's fundraisers is we just went to the Night at the Ranch a couple
yes.
weeks ago. And
it was amazing, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Totally different crowd
yes.
that you're going to see from Girls Night Out and then from your gala
yes.
and from everything you do.
Which is really the goal when you're trying to raise money for an organization that appeals to so many different levels of people.
Yeah.
You want the people that like the gala experience, and you want the people who want to come have a night with music and a casual farm-to-table fresh food environment. And then you want the girls who just sent the ladies who just sent their kids back to school
yeah.
and they need a time out. They
yeah.
need mom's night out.
Yeah.
And that was the concept behind this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, please highlight some other things happening at Girls Night Out, some other prizes or what else can we talk about?
Yeah. So we have our live auction items, the always popular Aria package in Las Vegas, which includes several nights stay at the
nice.
Presidential Suite, pickup, et cetera, et cetera. What we have new this year is the Habit Burger Grill truck.
Okay.
That is going to give us a certificate for 150 kids. So you bring the truck to your home and you have a kid's party, and we got 150 kids burgers and fries.
That sounds awesome.
So awesome. Of course, the always supportive Montage has given us their chef's table. We have Disneyland for a Disneyland party for 10 kids and Canyon Ranch. 5 days, 4 nights at Canyon Ranch in Tucson, which we love.
Familiar.
Very familiar. And then my place always gives us a nice designer handbag.
Okay.
So, and we have some other things, but those are kind of the main ones that we're promoting at this point.
And is there anything to highlight on food this year?
Starfish, our favorite food partner, is once again stepping up to the plate. And not only are they sponsoring the food, they are sponsoring the gift bags, which are the insulated ones that you can put the wine in that are amazing. And you see them at Concert at the Park in Bluebird every year because they're so popular.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So where and how much are tickets? And where can we get them?
Yeah, sure. So you can get tickets. You can just Google Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. And they are $150. They will turn into $160 next week. So get them now.
All right.
And in fact, you know, prior to them upping the price next week, we've usually sold out. So get them now,
could
ladies.
Could be this weekend.
It could be this weekend.
This is it.
Yeah, in fact, I think we just sold 11 last night in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So... we also just confirmed we have the Wilson's Home in Puerto Vallarta.
Nice.
Las Brisas.
That's a,
It's a $25,000 value.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big year.
So we just confirmed that. So
literally right
tickets.
This second,
just confirmed it? I just got a text message while I'm on the radio with you that it is confirmed.
Okay, good timing.
So, yeah.
My favorite thing I think about Girls Night Out when I went the 1 year, just kind of, again, only where I'm allowed to stand, is seeing the husbands dressed in like their pajamas dropping off the beautifully clad women and be like,
true story.
Honey, I'll see you later.
Yep, true story. And then picking them up as they're staggering back to the car at the end of the night because it's been
line.
So much fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to add or that we left out?
No, you know, once again, I always implore the community to get involved with Boys and Girls Club if you have any volunteer time. You know, we're always looking for great board members, people who really want to, you know, shape the youth of our community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, always, I think everybody should extend thanks to the Wilsons, not only for the generosity for this particular event, but for
many events,
everything they do in Laguna Beach. This is absolutely no exception and definitely a shining star in their philanthropy, this event.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. So thank you, Holly and Dave, if you're listening. And Paula, I'm looking forward to watching from afar, as I usually do.
Tyler, you're always invited.
All right, Girls Night Out, September 27th, Boys and Girls Club here in Laguna Beach. Paula Arnold, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.